Game show time. Let's do it.
All right, Mike. We're doing Nintendo trivia today.
All right, I'm ready.
Got eight of these. Let's see how you do. First up, what Mario game did Yoshi first appear in? Was it Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World, or Super Mario Kart?
I don't think it was Super Mario Brothers because I don't remember him in there. I didn't really play the other ones, but I'm going to say Mario Kart.
Ooh, sorry. The Super Mario World, it did have to wait. That he was not in any games until the Super Nintendo because Shigeru Miyamoto, who was the creator of the entire Mario franchise, he had the idea for Yoshi all the way back to the release of the original Super Mario Brothers, but the capabilities of the NES prohibited the game developers from including another character that Mario could ride on top of. So they had to wait until the new system came out. And that's when Yoshi made his debut. Now, speaking of that new system, that was the Super Nintendo. What year was the Super Nintendo released to the U.S.? Was it 1987, 1990, or 1991?
There's no way it was 87. There's no way. I'm going to say 91.
You are correct. It was September 9th of 1991. Do you want to take a stab at what the price tag was either back then or what it would equate to today? You want to take a guess?
Was it like $200 back then?
You are almost dead on. It's $199.
Well, because I know that I was a Sega Genesis guy, and I know that the price point was pretty much the same between those two. And I want to say I paid $200 for Sega Genesis.
Yeah, it was $199, and that is in today's money the equivalent of $374. So it's weird to think of that being the 1991 being a thing where you have to go in today's money, but, well, it has been 30 years, so there you go. Next up, which Nintendo character fought evil robots deployed by a mad scientist? Was it Mega Man, Link, or Solid Snake?
I don't know Solid Snake. I'll go with Mega Man.
You are correct. Solid Snake would be from, like, Metal Gear Solid?
Never played it.
Okay. Link, obviously, from Zelda. Mega Man is actually a young boy robot hybrid. Mm. He's tasked with fighting the mad scientist Dr. Wily and his robot army. Next up, what was the first product Nintendo ever produced? Playing cards, a board game, or a doll? Or as you like to call them, dolls.
Number one, kiss my ass. Number two, I'm going to go with cards.
Yes, that's right. Hanafuda was a Japanese variety of playing cards Nintendo established, and they produced those as the first product they introduced. They were founded as a company in 1889.
Let them live.
And I said that right, 1889. So it was a very long time before they ever got around to making the thing they became the most known for, at least in this country, which is video games. Next up. This flying game stars a team of aviators who have to defend their home world of Corneria against the evil Andross forces. Which game is that? Is it Pilot Wings, Carrier Aces, or Star Fox?
The only one I've heard of is Star Fox. That's what I pick.
There you go. You're right. That was February 21st, 1993 when that game was released. It went on to be the 14th highest selling video game of the SNES system.
Now, I have played Star Fox, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just the weird one. I didn't know, like, the backstory of any of these games. Like, they would have, like, the story that would come on the screen. I never read any of that. I just went right to the playing.
Yeah, so. Knowing you, that does not surprise me. But, yes, there was a backstory, and I don't know how many people cared about it, but it did exist. For me, I'm the same way. When I went on that video game, I was like, well, yeah, you get to fly around and shoot things, right? That's what I was kind of
into. Video games, for me, that's like porn. I don't need to know why you're there. I just want to watch you do what you do.
This game, by the way, went on to sell 3 million copies worldwide, so fairly popular. Next up, in the original Mortal Kombat, which was released in 1993 on Super Nintendo, what was Sub-Zero's original fatality? Was it the spine rip, the cartwheel uppercut, or decapitation?
Well, I know there was a spine rip, and I know there was a decapitation. I just don't know if it was from him. I'll go Spine Rip.
Boy, your instincts are good. That's correct. Liu Kang had the cartwheel uppercut, and Johnny Cage had the decapitation in the original Mortal Kombat. Next up. How many bits was the Super Nintendo system? 8, 16, or 32?
16.
Yeah, that is right. It was a 16-bit system. Nintendo was 8-bit. The N64, of course, was 64-bit. There was no 32-bit Nintendo system. Although, do you remember the red... I'm blanking on what it was called, but that was basically that little standalone game viewer thing where you put your face into it.
Oh, that was like the virtual reality
Virtual
thing.
Boy. Virtual Boy.
That's right.
Yes. That one was basically their attempt to say, hey, sorry we never did. Remember when Sega had the little add-on thing that went on top and it supposedly took the games from 16-bit to 32-bit? Sega tried to, like, make a little in-between thing before they got to Sega Saturn, which was 64-bit. And Nintendo was like, well, we're not doing that. We're making the N64, but here's Virtual Boy. It's not 32-bit, but hey, it's new. And then people got it and were like, oh, you can only see, like, red and black.
It was terrible.
And it had a little stand. It was like, it literally looks like the NFL little screener thing that they were using for a while. Or no, college football was using it, where they had the little stand they'd have to go look in. That's what Virtual Boy looked like. And yes, it didn't do well. Everybody hated it. So, yeah, that was bad. Final one for you. Which video game featured a lead character who was long thought to be a man, at least when you were playing the game, but eventually was revealed to be a woman? GoldenEye, Metroid, or Donkey Kong?
I don't know. Donkey Kong? No. I don't know.
Seamus in Metroid. When you
play
the game.
I never played Metroid.
Metroid, well, the character you play with most of the time in the original Metroid is just a robot-looking character that's running around, got like a spacesuit on kind of thing, and, you know, you're playing the game, and what every video game character back then mostly was a man. And then at the end of the game, you find out that Seamus is actually a woman.
Oh.
When you see her standing in what appears to be like a two-piece bathing suit.
Oh.
As she's like out of the... Yeah, that was like at the end of the game. It's like, well, there you go. Now she's going to go out of the suit, and here she is. And it's a she. And so that was released in 1986, Metroid, for the original NES.
Isn't there a wrestler named Seamus?
Yes, but it's spelled different.
Oh, okay.
And this, yeah, but whatever. Anyway, Metroid.
Because that's what kind of differentiates them?
Oh,
the
I don't
spelling.
Know. I don't know. I mean... Seamus from Metroid has been around much longer than, Seamus from wrestling. So,
Seamus from wrestling has been around a long time, right, Teddy?
1986? He might have been born in 1986. He wasn't wrestling by then. I'm saying Metroid came out in 1986.
Almost old enough to go to AEW, right, Teddy?
He'll probably be there within the next year or two, yeah?
I'm just bothering Ted. That's all.
That's right.